Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. A lot of people think that I have ties to the state of Wisconsin. I am a Green Bay Packers fan, I have a University of Wisconsin hoodie, and I also have a Milwaukee Brewers cup. I think I might have a few more things, but those are the ones that people see a lot. In reality, I don't have any ties to the Badger State. At least, I don't know of any ties. Anyway, the other night, John requested a Badger story. He said,
"See if you can read one from Thornton W. Burgess, and if you can't find one from him, see if you can find another one."
Well, I looked at the books from Mr. Burgess, and I think I did all the Badger stories, so I went in search of other ones. I did find a book titled The Tale of Benny Badger, written by Arthur Scott Bailey. Today's story is titled A Great Digger, and is the first chapter of this book. Now, I have used Mr. Bailey before, and I liked the story that we read that time, so I wasn't too disappointed when I couldn't find any stories by Mr. Burgess. As always, I will include a link in the show notes to the book, which can be downloaded if you want to read the book. I'm about halfway through the book I used for the story about the Spanish-American War a few episodes back, and it works very well on my iPad. Give it a try. Free books that can be read on an iPad are always good. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
A Great Digger. Of course, Benny Badger had the best of reasons for living on the high, dry plains. There he had for neighbors plenty of ground squirrels and prairie dogs, and it is likely that he enjoyed their company much more than they did his. If anyone had asked them, those little wild people would no doubt have confessed that they wished Benny Badger was somewhere else. But their wishes meant nothing to Benny, if he knew anything of them. Although he couldn't help noticing that his small neighbors hurried into their homes whenever they caught sight of him, Benny never took the hint and went away. On the contrary, when he spied a prairie dog or a ground squirrel disappearing into his burrow, Benny was more than ready to go right in after him. Now, the tunnels that led to the houses of those smaller folk were too small to admit anybody as bulky as Benny Badger. But that difficulty never hindered Benny. Digging was the easiest thing he did. He had a powerful body, short, stout legs, and big feet, which bore long, strong claws. And when he started to dig his way into somebody else's home, he certainly did make the dirt fly. He was so fond of digging that he even dug countless holes of his own, just for the fun it gave him, so far as anybody could find out. And if he had only left other folks' holes alone, some of his neighbors would not have objected to his favorite sport. For more than one fox and coyote had been known to make his home in a hole dug by Benny Badger. And, though they never took the trouble to thank him for saving them work, they often chuckled about his odd way of having fun and remarked among themselves that Benny must be a stupid fellow. If they really thought that, they made a great mistake. To be sure, at anything except digging, he was slow and awkward. He was too heavy and squat to be spry on his feet to chase and catch his more nimble neighbors. But no one that knew much about Benny Badger would have said that his wits were dull. They were sharp, and so too were his teeth, which he never hesitated to use in a fight. Left alone, Benny Badger, when he wasn't too hungry, was a peaceable person. But if a dog ever tried to worry him, Benny had a most unpleasant way of seizing his annoyer with his powerful jaws and holding the poor creature as if he never intended to let him go. Cornered, Benny knew no such thing as fear. He had the heart of a lion and jaws like a steel trap. And no wise dog ever let Benny get a good, firm grip on him. Usually, no one saw Benny Badger except at night. He seldom left his den in the daytime except to sun himself, and even then, not many noticed him. Though he did not hide when anyone surprised him while taking a sunbath, he had a trick of lying flat in the grass without moving. And it took a sharp eye to spy him when he lay low in that fashion. Curled up asleep with his long fur on end, he looked too comfortable to disturb. At least, that was what the ground squirrels thought. And if one of those busy little fellows ever paused to stare curiously at Benny when he was having a nap in the warm sunshine, Benny Badger had only to wake and turn his head toward the onlooker to make him scamper for home as fast as he could go. It was not Benny's face, either, that frightened the ground squirrels away, though everybody had to admit that he had a queer one. A black patch spread over his eyes and ran like the point of a V down his nose. For the most part, however, he was of a grayish color, with still more black running in streaks across his back. Underneath, he was a dirty white color. But then, one must remember that he was forever digging in the dirt and there was very little water where he lived. Anyhow, he was particular enough about one thing. His long hair was always carefully parted in the middle from his head to his tail. And certainly, that ought to show that he tried to keep himself looking neat.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle has earned its place in history and has come to a final stop.